We have been absolutely crushing it over here at Amanda Joyce Weber Coaching, and it's really had me thinking about the mindset that makes consistent five-figure months possible. When I first started my coaching business, those five-figure months felt really freaking far away. It took so much mindset work and support to turn that dream into a reality. And it's not exactly a secret that I'm not an overnight success story. I pivoted to coaching over 5 years ago now, and I share that because I think sometimes we over-glamorize that instant gratification and undervalue what it takes to play the long game in business to hit the revenue goals you desire. So today, I'm dishing out the mindset shift that's going to help you to stay in it long enough to achieve the big income months future you is after. You're listening to One Simple Shift, and I'm your host, Amanda Joyce Weber, the mindset coach and business mentor that believes it is possible to have a beautiful, balanced life and a successful, thriving business. In fact, what if success wasn't as complicated as everyone was making it out to be? What if the magic formula you've been looking for has been you all along? Each week, I cut through the noise and bring you one simple, actionable mindset shift you can implement today to completely transform the way you show up daily and the results you see because of it. All success starts with the right mindset, and it's time that you create the life and business you've always dreamed of. Let's get started. Hello, hello, my simple shifters. I hope you're having an incredible week. I am so freaking pumped to be recording this episode today because I think there is so much confusion around what it actually takes to hit consistent five-figure months. I feel like a lot of times this is either really confusing or really blown out of proportion in a way that is very misleading. And I'm going to dive into exactly what I mean by that and exactly the mindset that's going to help you to create those consistent five-figure months of your own so that you can achieve the goals that future you is after. I know that it's the end of the year and we're starting to think about the past year and reflecting on everything that's happened this year, but also looking ahead at what your goals are for next year and what it is that you are looking to create in your business and what you really want to create in your life as well. And I think that this conversation is incredibly aligned with that. So if you are someone who is really after those consistent five-figure months, you're looking at what it takes to actually create that in your business, and that is a desire of yours, then you are going to absolutely love today's conversation. So, first, I want to start out by saying it is no secret that I am not an overnight success story, right? And I say that in like the most compassionate way possible. But I really believe that the path I took to grow my coaching business was exactly what I needed to be the coach that I am today, to have the business that I have today. In a way, it was training me for exactly what I needed to learn and how I needed to grow in order to have the impact that I desired for my very own version of future me, right? So I really just have so much love for the former version of myself who really stuck with it long enough to see those consistent five-figure months in my business, right? I think that it is so telling and so powerful to really acknowledge that playing the long game in business is no small thing. It makes me think of how I run marathons, right? And I run marathons with my dad, and we run, I mean, on a good day, about a five-hour marathon, but on a bad day, about a six-hour marathon, right? I've run four New York City marathons at this point. And the thing about running for that long is that you're running for that long, right? And I say that to be like, it takes a lot to stay in it for that amount of time, right? If I was a faster runner, I would be done in like 3 hours, right? And I'm not saying that that isn't challenging, that isn't hard. There are a whole bunch of other things that come with that, right? Like I would probably have to put my body through more rigorous training. Maybe I would have to have a more rigorous diet. Like there's a lot more that goes into running a faster marathon, right? So that's not to say the grass is greener there. However, I think sometimes we almost over-glamorize the speed at which we accomplish things. And I know that no one wants to hear this. This isn't like the sexiest conversation to have, but I actually think it's very helpful and very clarifying if you're someone who has been spinning on like, how do I create that, right? Like, I really want to get to those consistent five-figure months and I just don't understand how it works, right? I think that there was a period of time very early on in my coaching business when I really just didn't, like, I could not conceptualize it. I really just could not understand how these people were bragging about these like massive numbers on the internet. And I was just like, I don't get it. Like, I don't see how to get from point A to point C, right? Like, where is B, right? And that is really what I think today's conversation will help you to shed a light on. And that is why I'm drawing this marathon analogy right now, is because I think sometimes, again, we over-glamorize the speed at which things happen. And we forget sometimes that the sustainable success, the stability, the foundation is actually built in the training, in the process of becoming, in the journey to get there. And that has its own amount of grit and beauty and determination and endurance and like the whole freaking thing, right? So I really say this with so much love because I think that the tendency for online business owners in this space is to make themselves so wrong for not being further ahead in business, to think that they should be light years ahead of where they are now. How have they not created that consistent income yet? How has that not happened? Whether it's a client just let them go and they're wondering how they're going to replace that income, or whether it's just feeling like these payments aren't stacking enough to add up to what they would need to make monthly, and they just don't see how to get to their goal, right? There are a lot of different ways this can show up in business, but the sort of through line there is really just feeling like those consistent five-figure months should have happened already and not understanding how practically this works. And that is what I want to talk about, right? So in the same way where I think that there is so much beauty in the training that leads up to a marathon, I think that there is so much beauty in the training that leads up to consistent five-figure months. And I want to explain exactly what I mean by that, because I think sometimes this gets really confusing and really misleading really quickly. So I want to be clear that consistent five-figure months does not mean consistent clients. And I think that sometimes those two are used interchangeably, or we think of them interchangeably, even though they're not necessarily the same thing. So let's just define those together really quickly. I know when I had my design business, I was landing consistent clients. I wasn't thinking about it that way because it felt so out of my control, right? It felt like they came through referrals. It felt like I didn't know how to market my business. I didn't really know how to show up to land clients. I didn't really know how to put out content that attracted the right clients. I didn't have a sales process really. Like the whole thing felt very like on a whim, I guess is what I would say, but I was still landing consistent clients in that business. I think that's a really great mindset shift that you can borrow, because yes, I was having sleepless nights during that time about where the next client was coming from and how it was going to happen and, you know, how much I would be able to make that month and whether I could actually afford X expense or whatever it was. But at the same time, that business had been making a profit since day one, which is really cool. So I think that that's just really helpful to know, because you can be landing consistent clients even if it feels like you don't exactly know how you're getting them or how it's happening, or you feel like that process could be running better. And believe me, it probably can, right? Like, I look back on that design business and I'm like, oh, we could have been doing things way differently over there. And I probably would have been getting way better results, right? Because 2020 hindsight. And yet, again, still consistent clients, still was able to turn a profit in that business year over year, still was able to grow and do all the things, right? So I think that that is just good to remember, because I think a lot of times people make consistent clients mean consistent revenue. And this is where business gets really confusing, because the truth is, even if you're landing consistent clients, you may not be making consistent revenue. So especially in the coaching industry, where sometimes we have pay in full clients and other times we have clients on payment plans, or you have a business model like mine where I do a percentage of new revenue for clients, right? All of that is going to affect how much cash actually comes into your business, right? So it is very possible that you get a like large client payment because they paid in full, and then your income the next month actually dips because that client didn't pay what would have been a monthly payment if they were on a payment plan, right? I hope this makes sense to you. I can very clearly like see it visually because this is how my brain works. And I can like see the graph and how it works. But I hope that this is making sense to you. So let's just say, let's make it easy math, right? Let's say that you have a client on a 5K coaching package, and that client, it pays in full, so you have a 5K cash month. Now, if that same client had paid you over the course of, again, easy math, let's call it a 5-month package. If that client had paid you 1K per month for 5 months, your revenue would have looked very, very different than if they paid you in full, right? So you're essentially saying, okay, you have a 5K month this month, but the following 4 months, you're not receiving any payments from that client. So the reason this is helpful to know is because I see so many people making themselves wrong for lower income months that happen after those high income months. And by way of how we design our packages and pricing and offers and all of that, right? If you offer a pay in full payment, that's just going to happen. That's just how this works, right? So super helpful context to have, because this isn't just true in coaching. This is actually true in a lot of other industries as well, right? So one thing that I see a lot of times when it comes to design is like the 50-50 payment split, right? So someone will sign on for like a website design package, and you are getting essentially like 50% of that money up front and then 50% upon delivery. Now, this is not how I suggest you run your business if you are a designer. And if you're doing this way, DM me and we can chat about that. But I really think that it's so helpful for you to recognize that, like, if your offers and your pricing are built in that way, then you're going to be seeing those big 50% payments in like months that may be very far apart, depending on how long a website design project takes you, right? So just, again, very helpful context to have, because then you can actually understand how your payment structure and your pricing and how you're setting things up is actually contributing to your monthly revenue. And I think that this is something I take for granted because I think I've just been in it for so long, where I just like understand and I can see the numbers really clearly and I can understand how like all of that cash flow works. And yet I can also see how if you're not thinking about your business in this way, this might be like such a mind-blowing moment for you, right? Where all of a sudden it just makes sense that like, of course you're going to see those ebbs and flows because of how things are structured. So that would be my first takeaway here and my first mindset shift, is really asking yourself, are my packages and pricing set up in a way that supports consistent revenue? Because if they're not, it may be something to look at. Now, that's not to say that that's necessarily a bad thing, right? I think that sometimes we almost like, we're like, oh my gosh, like this is something I see with clients a lot. So we can use this as an example. sometimes clients are like, oh my gosh, I can't trust myself with this money. So therefore, I don't like having pay in full payments, right? Like I can't trust myself not to spend it. So it's bad for me to have it, right? And that's totally a mindset thing to look at, right? Which is like, well, why do we feel like you can't trust yourself with money? What's coming up there? Like, how can we begin to trust ourselves with money more? How can we trust ourselves to hold more of the money that we do have, right? And look, if it really doesn't feel good and you're like, heck no, I just like don't like pay in fulls and that's not how I want to run my business, that's one thing. But if you're like, oh no, there is definitely some money mindset stuff going on here around like me having money and me holding money, then I would really encourage you to look at that, because it's not just going to affect how you set up your packages and your pricing. It's going to affect your ability to feel like you can make more money and actually keep it, right? So it's not just about this like package pricing conversation. It's also a much larger conversation around like, can I trust myself to have money? Can I trust myself to save it? Can I trust myself to like have this be here sitting in my bank account without feeling like unworthy or like I need to go and spend it or like I need to invest it in something else? Or I think that this is like a larger mindset thing to look at for sure, but it is especially relevant when we talk about this idea of consistent five-figure months and consistent revenue in your business, right? So that's the first thing to look at. Are your packages and pricing actually set up in a way that supports consistent revenue? Now, the other thing to mention here is this can also be confusing if you're sitting here going, well, like, Amanda, I'm not a coach, right? Like, I'm an online service provider, but I'm not a coach, so I don't have like recurring monthly payments the way that coaches do, right? Then what I would say to that is that it can be super helpful to have some sort of recurring revenue, right? I know when I was a designer, I had design retainers that were hugely, I cannot stress this enough, helpful when it came to recurring revenue, because I knew what to expect there, right? Even if it was like a smaller retainer, it was still helpful for me and my nervous system to know that that money was coming in and to know what to expect, right? And I see this to be true with a lot of designers, quite honestly, is like, it just takes a lot of effort to go out and like get new projects, right? To make new sales, to get new clients, to do new things like this, right? So it's not uncommon for designers to have some sort of recurring revenue in their business so that they can truly focus and feel that creative freedom when they do land a new project. So what I mean by that is like, if your nervous system is like so incredibly taxed about like where the next client is coming from and how you're going to get that client and how you need to be showing up on social media and how you need to do XYZ things, right? Like if you're feeling like that level of intensity around landing that next project, then it's probably not going to flow in very easily from that place. I hate to be the bearer of bad news there, but it's just really, really hard to go out and get clients from that. Whereas like if you have a monthly retainer that even feels like, okay, like I know my basic needs are met and I know that I can build and grow from this place, you're going to be 10 times more creative. You're going to be 10 is an arbitrary number. You're going to be so much more in flow. You're going to be feeling so much better in the creation of those projects, rather than just being like, oh my gosh, where is my next like website design coming from? Or where is my next brand project coming from? Or whatever it is that you do, right? So this is an opportunity to really look at like, where can you create that consistency for yourself? And look, sometimes that consistency comes from something outside of the business. And I know we don't always like to hear that either. Man, this episode, I'm just like telling you all the things you don't want to hear today. But I think this is so important. But sometimes that recurring revenue can come from things outside of the business, right? Like if you need to go get a part-time job so that you feel like you have that creative freedom in your business, you can be in it when you are in it, you don't feel that pressure to land clients, whatever it is, like that is such a gift you can give yourself, because you're going to feel so much more stable in your business than if you need to constantly tax your nervous system and find the next client, right? So sometimes that can be so helpful as you're growing your business, as you're getting to those bigger income months. And look, I don't even say consistent here. I just say bigger income months, because again, as I explained, sometimes that just is in flux depending on exactly how your packages are set up, right? So I think that that's just important to look at too, right? Sometimes a whole world opens up to us when we can do this for, like, when we can look outside the business to meet those basic needs, really calm our nervous system, help us to feel safe. And then it makes it that much easier to grow the business from that place. So I hope that's helpful to remember there too. So again, recurring revenue can come from something outside of your business, totally possible to create that in your business, but also, like, full permission if that does not come through your business either, right? So it really can be either or there. The other thing I would say is I just want to give one more example here. So I gave the example of coaching with recurring revenue. I gave the example with designers and recurring revenue with retainers. I also know so many copywriters who have created recurring revenue in their business by doing monthly emails for people or monthly copywriting, things like that. And that can be a great source of monthly revenue as well. So really structuring your packages in that way and having, again, being on retainer, right? That can be so, so helpful so that you're not waiting for, like, the next sales page to come through or whatever it is that you are copywriting. So again, just more examples here, but that recurring revenue can be so helpful for your nervous system in playing the long game, because we're going to get to my next point now. The long game is where it's at, right? So I think that this is so helpful to understand. And again, I'm going to go back to my marathon example just because I'm on a roll with this today. But I don't wake up one day and be like, okay, I'm going to run a marathon, right? Like, no, never. My body would die. It would just not work, right? But I know that when I play the long game, when I put a proper training plan in place, it doesn't mean it's not hard, but it does mean that I have built the foundation to know what a long run feels like, right? To know that my body can handle it. I have that self-trust. I have that trust in my body. I have that sort of foundation built. And I know that, like, my body can carry me through because of that foundation. So very similar thing when it comes to playing the long game in business is, when you play the long game, you build up so much more of a foundation often because you know exactly how things work. I think about how when I hired my business coach, I thought 6 months was, like, the longest amount of time to get results. Like, oh my gosh, I can't possibly wait 6 months for this to work, right? And yet I look back now, 5 years into this, which is wild. I'm, like, doing the math. I'm like, is that actually right? So I look back now and I'm like, 6 months was a blip on the radar, right? I can now see how I have done very much the same sales process in my business year over year over year. And I have seen how that has helped me to create better results year over year over year. And I actually think that that is that foundation that has really helped this all to feel more stable and more sustainable. And the same way with marathon training, the way that I trust my body to show up for that really long run, I trust myself to show up in business because I have that stable foundation, because I have that built. And therefore, I can pretty much run it on rinse and repeat, right? That's not to say I don't experiment with things in my business or I don't have new ideas. I am filled with ideas, believe me. But I really think the helpful takeaway here is that playing the long game is what makes that feel more sustainable, is what makes it feel like you have that foundation that you have built and that you can continue to do this again and again and again, right? So a lot of business is just doing what you're already doing, but doing it better, right? And I think that's so helpful to hear too when it comes to keeping your mindset in check for playing the long game, because then you know you're doing the right things, I guess. And granted, this is so much easier with support, right? Like, a quick aside here, I see such a shift in my clients when they have me by their side to really help them see the bigger picture and reinforce and borrow my belief that they're really doing all the right things that are adding up to the clients, the sales, the revenue goals, the things that they really desire. Because I've seen this process through enough times, I've coached enough people, I've seen the behind the scenes of enough businesses that I really have the context of like what works and how it all works together. And I think that that can be so, so helpful just in keeping your mindset in check and playing the long game as well. Because I know for a fact when I was looking to pivot from design to coaching, like I didn't know what I didn't know, right? Like I couldn't see how all the pieces fit together. So if someone had been like, Amanda, you just need to play the long game, like playing the long game would have just had me spinning in the same circles and doing the same things over and over again. Like it really, really wouldn't have been helpful. So this is where support really does come into play, is because you have someone in your corner to help you see those blind spots and to help you become the version of future you that you dream about, right? The person who feels like sales is like so natural and comes with so much ease, who knows exactly how to show up to land clients, who has that foundation built to really grow their income. And that is what I want for you, right? Like that is what I want for all of my clients to really step into as they become that version of future you. So again, it's so much easier with support. If you're thinking about your business right now and you're like, I really don't understand what I'm missing, but I feel like I'm spinning in circles, like Amanda's talking about, like, I just don't know what the thing is. Like, I really encourage you to take me up on one of those free sincere sales coaching calls that I offer, because we can just get to the root of it so much quicker with my support. Because again, I just have seen so much of this, and I have seen this sales process through so many times, and I can spot mindset blocks from like a mile away just by way of doing this for 5 years, right? When I talk about like this business has really like formed me into the coach that I want to be, it has been my training, right? It has been my business school. It has been my everything that I needed to be able to help the clients that I help, right? So I can just spot these things so quickly, and I can help you see your biggest opportunity to shift. And goodness, that looks different for everyone. I think sometimes we think we know the thing. I feel like this happens when I'm the one being coached all the time, where I'll be like so sure I know the thing. And then I'll get on the call and I'll have this like light bulb moment where I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even see it that way, right? But that's why support is so helpful, because we're all so close to our own businesses that it can be hard to see where our opportunities are. And that is really, really so useful when it comes to playing the long game. Because if you're going to play the long game, you want to know that the game you're playing is actually like the right game, if that makes sense. Like the things you're doing are actually adding up, right? So again, if that is you and you're like, I've got to be missing something, or I just don't see how the pieces connect, or I know that there's probably an opportunity here, definitely grab one of those free sincere sales coaching calls. You can grab a time that works for you at AmandaJoyceWeber.com/sincere sales. Okay, so the last thing that I wanted to mention here, because I think that this is like hugely relevant when it comes to this whole playing the long game for consistent five-figure months, is that really the way that this happens is that your baseline, your like new normal, so to speak, changes over time. So the same way that in the beginning of your business, you probably got really comfortable with making like $500 months or 2K months or 5K months, right? Like you saw that incrementally. You saw that incrementally grow over time. That is really how playing the long game works too. And that's not to say you won't see these moments where you'll see like a big jump, or it feels like you had like a really big income month, or you like kind of take a leap there. But it is to say that when it comes to this game of like consistency, a lot of this has to do with what you consider your baseline or your like normalcy, right? And I was trying to think of an example that like would illustrate this well. And the only thing I can really think of that feels relatable enough with this is a weight example. So I hope this isn't triggering to anyone when it comes to body image, but it really is like the best and most relatable thing I can think of here. But like the same way I will like go on vacation and have all the pina coladas and have like way more food than I'm normally used to in the best way possible, right? And come back and be like, oh, okay, like I'm a few pounds heavier, but my body, once again, once I get into my rhythm and my routine and my exercise and all that kind of good stuff, pretty much always finds that baseline of like where I was pre-vacation. I think the same thing happens in our business. So what I mean by that is like you will probably become accustomed to having like 2K months before you leap up to that 5K month, right? And this is when sometimes clients feel like it's a fluke and they're like, oh my gosh, like I'm not sure it's ever going to happen again. Like, how did I make that happen? How did I create that, right? So it'll like feel like this really jarring thing where you wonder like, oh my gosh, can I ever do that again? And yet they might go right back down to 2K months after that, but it's not like they're going back down to zero, right? Like there's a certain baseline established there. And I think that over time, what happens is that that baseline, what you consider that like level of normalcy for your revenue, actually just grows over time. So the same client who might have had those 2K months and jumped up to five, their next baseline, so to speak, might be 5K months, right? They might all of a sudden be like, okay, like I've experienced that once. I've got my mindset in check. I know exactly how that happened. Like I'm feeling better than ever before. I have better results than ever before. And all of a sudden, they'll see another like pop up, so to speak, to those 5K months. And then they'll like something will click and that will become the new normal, right? And then over time, what happens is that they'll have another pop, right? They'll sign another pay in full client or something like that. And they'll go up to that 10K month and that'll feel like a fluke. And they'll wonder again, like, how did I create this? How did this happen, right? And then over time, their business grows, more of that recurring revenue stacks. They're seeing more compound results from that compounding effort. And that 10K month will become the new normal, right? And then like that pattern tends to play out. Now, the confusing part here is this is not to say you will never, ever in your life, ever again have another lower income month after that happens, right? I think that's like, that's almost what we want when we say like consistent five-figure months. We're like, okay, where's the easy button? Like, what's the thing I have to do to make sure that like I never dip below this number ever again, right? And like life and business doesn't always work that way, right? There are going to be challenges. There are going to be economic swings. There are going to be times in your life when you have less to pour into the business. There are going to be difficult clients. There are going to be refunds. There are going to be like insert thing here. I hope I'm not scaring you too much. I feel like these are the things I like didn't even know I would be up against, but it was everything I was afraid of, right? At the very beginning of my coaching business. But anyway, all of this to say like, there will just be things, like there will be challenges that come up, there will be lower income months, and part of the work here, part of the mindset work is really not making that mean that it was a fluke and that it can't happen again or that your business is failing. Or one of my personal favorites that I definitely clung on to for way longer than I should have was like this idea of like, it's the beginning of the end, right? I remember there was definitely a phase of my business where that was a thing. And I would say the less you can make it mean, the better off you're going to be, right? So I think that this is probably like the most important mindset shift I want you to take away from this is like having those consistent five-figure months just means that that is more of your new baseline and your new normal. It doesn't mean that it never dips below that, right? And I think that that is just helpful to remember because then you won't make yourself as wrong if that happens, and you won't make it mean as much, which actually makes you more likely to create more consistent five-figure months, right? You're going to see how momentum builds. You're going to see how you just like continue to see those like compound results. And that's really the beauty of business growth and also the beauty of playing the long game, right? The longer you're in business, the more that baseline grows, the more normal it seems, the more you continue to grow, right? But so much of this is only possible when you stay in it. And if anything, the biggest gap I see in creating those consistent five-figure months is honestly staying in it long enough to see them happen. I think that this is where so many people stop shy of the results that they want, or to be more specific, they stop shy of the actions, the sales actions that are going to get them the results that they want. And that is just sad. Like, I don't know. That was very anticlimactic, but I see so many people giving up way too soon when in actuality, like, their business could be so life-giving and it could be so supportive of what it is that they want, but it's because they like aren't seeing the consistency that they want or the way they think it should be happening or should be unfolding. That's really what derails them, right? And it's what makes it hard to stay in it long enough to get to create those five-figure months, right? To hit those revenue goals, to really make it happen, right? The other thing I want to impart on you before we wrap things up here is I think if your mindset is like totally tanked by the idea of consistent five-figure months, and like you're finding yourself like experiencing a lot of wobbles around that, having trouble believing that you can grow from that place, like whatever's kicking up for you, you can also start tracking your revenue quarterly instead of monthly, right? At the end of the day, monthly is just another arbitrary time measurement, right? Like, we're humans, we created the construct of time, like it's all a little arbitrary in the end, right? Not to get too philosophical, but so if you know that like the monthly income goals are something you feel a lot of pressure around, then by all means, like start tracking your revenue quarterly and start tracking and seeing like how it grows over time and make sure that you're headed in that upward trajectory or that you can tell what's happening on a quarterly basis, which is still an amazing way to see what is going on in your business, right? So don't get so raspy around the consistent five-figure months that it actually becomes more of a mindset barrier for you in creating more of the big income months that you're after, right? Like the difference between $9,000 and $10,000, like, is all going to come out in the spreadsheet when you look at quarterly over monthly, right? So like, just keep your mindset in check there, because I think sometimes what happens with people is they're like, oh my gosh, but I'm $200 away. And it's like, okay, but we get like, it's okay, you know, like you're probably going to make $200 over the next month, you know? So just giving yourself that permission there is hugely helpful. And the last thing I will say is that I know I have always said and will continue to say that things can shift really quickly in your business, right? And I think sometimes this sounds really contradictory because I'm over here saying like play the long game, but also things can shift quickly. And I just want to let you know that both of those are true, right? The reason that the clients see things shift really quickly in their business, the reason they have those moments where they see that leap in income, where they go from 2K to 5K or 5K to 10K, right? Is because they stay in it, because they play the long game for long enough to see things shift really quickly, right? So it is one of those things where it's really both, right? You have to stay in it. You have to keep taking action so that you can see the results you're after. But at the same time, when you're taking that action, it's super helpful for you to remember that like you could literally get on a sales call tomorrow and you could book your next client and they could pay in full and you could be up like whatever, $5,000. So it's so helpful for you to remember that it's both in this situation. Like it's playing the long game for those consistent income months. And again, that happens over time. You raise your baseline, you get your new normal, you stack your recurring payments. Like, that's how this all works. That's the bridge I was missing when I was in the beginning of my business, where I was like, I just don't get how it all adds up, right? Like, you land your first client and then your next client, then your next client, and that's how these recurring payments start. But like, that is the path. You play that game for long enough for that baseline to raise and become your new normal, and you will see more consistency in income. And remember, at the same time, things can shift quickly. You could get that pay in full tomorrow. Someone could come out of the woodwork and be ready to work with you. Like, that's equally possible. So again, hold both. I hope this was helpful in really just understanding how this works, because I think that, again, there's just so much confusion that I see around this. And I think, like, it's one of those things where I'm like, I feel like the industry tries to make this like very purposefully confusing so that they can sell more shit. Like, I really do think that is like part of like how this works, right? Because I think that it really does play to the desire of, I will never have a lower income month again if I follow this framework, blueprint, cookie cutter method, insert thing here. And I think it's helpful just to remember that you can still grow your income and it doesn't have to look that way, right? Like, it doesn't have to look like so freaking consistent and so freaking perfect for it to still be really freaking amazing that you've created that, right? Like, again, the difference between 9K and 11K, like, it'll all come out when you do your quarterly like metrics and you look at that, right? It will probably still be an average of five figure months when you actually do it that way. So remember, it's okay to have a lower income month, even if you're someone who's been making consistent revenue, whether that's five figures or something else entirely. It's also okay for you to not make that mean a damn thing and to know that you're still gonna come back to what you consider that normal place for you, that normal revenue, that baseline of what you consider normal. And yeah, that it ultimately, if your business is growing over time, that's like really what we're going for here. If it's on an upward trajectory, you are doing amazing. So that is the mindset I want you to take away from this episode. Stay in it, play the long game, continue to work on growing, and you are doing amazing. All right, I hope you love this episode as much as I love creating it. As always, if you enjoyed it, feel free to screenshot it, tag me at Amanda Joyce Weber. I love seeing that you're listening. I love resharing those, and I will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to One Simple Shift. Check out the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at amandajoyceweber.com/onesimpleshift. If you're loving this podcast, do me a favor and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. These reviews truly mean the world to me, helping me to reach more people and have more impact. And as a special thanks, we'll reach out to everyone that leaves a review and you'll receive my absolutely free life and business changing Future You meditation. This mindset exercise is the simplest, easiest way to tap into future you today and start being that woman now. I only wish I had a visualization exercise like this when I first started my business, and now it's available to all of you. Simply screenshot your review and email it to me at amanda@amandajoyceweber.com to receive your free meditation. And remember, sometimes the only thing standing in the way of a more profitable business and a more fulfilling life is one simple shift.
So where I'm like completely lost my train of thought here in doing the math. What was I saying? Oh.